Carnival is a Mardi Gras type of celebration that takes place in Haiti every year. Haitians typically spend weeks making masks and decorations for this three-day festival that includes a lot of voodoo and witchcraft. Last week, however, 1 month after the devastating earthquake that claimed over 200,000 lives and left perhaps a million more homeless, Haitian President René Préval took the unprecedented step of canceling this year's Carnival celebration, calling instead for a national observance of fasting and prayer. This past weekend, in place of the traditional partying, thousands of grieving Haitians gathered in public plazas and crowded into local churches for 3 days of fasting and prayer. One Haitian pastor shared with a friend of mine who's ministering in Haiti, "If there's something good that came from this catastrophe, it is that God is taking over Haiti spiritually." This pastor indicated that at his church alone, 70 people gave their lives to Christ through the course of the weekend. Speaking of fasting and prayer, this week is the beginning of what millions in the world celebrate as Lent, a 40-day preparation leading up to the celebration of the death and resurrection of Christ. Lent is often observed with some sort of self-denial or fasting. You've probably heard people talk about what they're giving up for Lent. Now, we know from God's Word that such acts of self-denial do not somehow make us more acceptable to God or earn us His favor, as many mistakenly believe. However, as believers, saying no to our flesh in an intentional way for a concentrated season can make us more sensitive and responsive to the Lord. The observance of a Lenten fast can help prepare us for a more meaningful celebration of the saving grace that we have received through His death and resurrection. So what does all this have to do with Haiti? In the midst of a dire crisis, thousands of Haitians shut down normal activities to observe 3 days of prayer and fasting. Few of us are facing issues of basic survival like those in Haiti, but our country is still desperately needy. Pride, self-centeredness, lust, and greed are shaking the foundations of our country, causing great devastation. Nothing short of divine intervention will make a difference. And as believers, we all stand in need of a deeper level of repentance and fresh springs of His grace. Have you thought about how you can prepare your heart over these next weeks leading up to Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday? Perhaps there are some legitimate pleasures which you may want to limit, or from which you may choose to abstain during this Lenten season, in order to humble yourself and seek God for His mercy in your life, in your family, and in the life of our nation. Here's something to consider. Many of us are enjoying watching the Winter Olympics, but rather than sitting on the couch glued to the TV for several hours each night, perhaps the Spirit is inviting you to set aside some of that time over these next weeks to seek the face of God in prayer and meditation on Christ and His redeeming work. Oh God, as we anticipate celebrating the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, turn our hearts to You. May Your saving grace be more real to us and through us in this season. I'm Nancy Lee DeMoss.